This episode is sponsored by Paleo Valley's pasture-raised chicken sticks. I'm super excited to share Paleo Valley's brand new pasture-raised chicken sticks. These chicken sticks are made from 100% pasture-raised chicken and organic spices that are preserved using natural fermentation rather than preservatives. So yes, no fake stuff or additives here. These chicken sticks are sourced from regenerative family farms raised on American pastures, and each stick is free of chemicals, antibiotics, pesticides, and added hormones. Paleo Valley's chicken sticks are a perfect snack packed with 7 grams of protein and, frankly, a great value without skimping on quality. Make sure to support this podcast and head over to paleovalley.com/NWJ and use code NWJ to get 15% off your order. Thanks again for listening and supporting this podcast. One of the reasons we decided to create our own Nutrition with Judy's Mind Body program is because we felt that some of the Mind Body programs out there, while they're very good, were missing certain components that were not getting people to root cause healing. While things like limbic system retraining and neuroplasticity are beneficial, and if you don't know what that means, I'll explain that in a second, but you need to go a little bit deeper, I think. And so we have created a program that is supposed to be a lot more holistic and that drives our mission statement of getting people to root cause healing and advocating for wellness. Hey guys, it's Judy from Nutrition with Judy. Thanks for joining me today. My name is Judy Cho and I'm board certified in holistic nutrition. And we have a private practice where we focus on root cause healing, and that often starts with the Carnivore Cures All Meat Elimination Diet. Today, I just wanted to sit down and have some real talk about why we decided to do our mind-body program. There are so many different good programs out there, such as Gupta or DNRS or MAPS training, and even different limbic system coaches and smaller groups, but that are so beneficial for many people. But we used to recommend these different groups for a number of years to our clients that have trauma or that needed some more mind-body healing. And we found often that sometimes it wasn't enough to move the needle. And so we collected a lot of information from our clients and our patients to see what would help them move the needle closer to root cause healing. Many mind-body programs talk about neuroplasticity and limbic system retraining. So what really is that? It's really just simply that the brain is changeable and mutable, meaning that you can even, the way that we view the world, we can change the neural pathways that we have become so accustomed to using, and changing that in a way that we can mindfully change the way that our habitudes are. So if you think about it, I'll use me as an example. When I was young and I would feel stressed, I may have turned to food for comfort. And then the body gets hit with dopamine of like, oh, I like this. I'm going to remember this so that the next time Judy feels sad or emotional or excited, I'm going to turn to this stimulus to then feel that feeling again. And so over the years, I would turn to food to celebrate, to feel sad, et cetera, until it got to a point where it was detrimental. So that's when it became an addiction more than a beneficial pathway to support me. And our bodies are really smart at trying to keep the same modalities and pathways so that we conserve energy. And so when things get hard, my inclination is to naturally turn on my more reptile brain or more my less logical part of the brain, and then turn to the thing that I know is not beneficial for me logically, but I turn to in moments of stress, fear, anxiety. Think about what COVID did to us. We turn to our escapes that we know is not beneficial, but in that moment, emotionally, it doesn't matter and it makes sense. And so the whole idea about limbic system retraining and neuroplasticity is that our brain is neuroplastic, meaning that it's mutable. And the limbic system retraining is that part of the brain, that limbic system, we are trying to retrain it so that Judy doesn't turn to food anymore. So the carnivore diet inherently changed my way of coping, that now I don't turn to food and sugar and other things to deal with hard things in life. Now I turn to scripture, God, my community, serving. These are things that now I turn to when things are harder, talking to my husband. When we start using different habits, that's the simplistic way of explaining limbic system retraining. We are actively trying to change the things that we used to do. But a lot of that requires us to be hyper aware of what we even turn to. I didn't realize how much I turned to food until I was trying to eat carnivore. And I realized, oh my gosh, I'm watching TV and I want to snack on something. And I realized that I was pairing eating food with the habit of watching TV. And so over time, I had to do the pairing. I had to break that pair and I had to either grab something else. So I maybe bring my laptop or I'll bring a meat stick or meat snacks, and then I'll eat that instead of eating the popcorn or junk food that I used to eat. But I was never aware of that pairing until I addressed it. And so there are many little things like that. So that's where these limbic system, mind body, lots of these programs help you start identifying, why do you even turn to food? And what are the habits that you then end up turning? And then how do we pivot and change? But one thing I noticed that was lacking in some of the groups that we would recommend is that we never got to the root cause of, why did Judy ever even turn to food? Yes, we say it's because to cope, but why did Judy have to cope that way? And that was the part that I felt through my therapy, through writing Carnivore Care, through a lot of my psychology background, that was missing in the mind-body stuff. And so in our mind-body program, while it's not easy stuff to go through, but that's why we have a community, we're purposely making small cohorts, we're having a licensed clinical therapist lead this whole program, but we talk about core wounds, for example. I didn't realize that in my family that I was more of the perfectionist. And so I realized that if I was perfect and I was good enough and I was the one that was the peacemaker in the family, that everything would be good. But if I did that, my needs were now no longer being met. And so that started then me turning to food because I wanted to be perfect or not have needs and be the peacemaker in the family. And so food became my solace and my best friend. And so it's going back to that core wound of belonging and having that perfection broken. I never realized I was a perfectionist until I went through therapy. So there's a lot of things like that. And we talk about addiction. I don't know how many mind-body programs talk about addiction, but we talk about, how does addiction then come from core wounds, from us trying to find these neural pathways that benefit us and support our dopamine levels, which we also talk about. How did this all plug and play to then cause addictions? Food, video games, social media, alcohol. We talk about all of that. And even these then are inabilities to have boundaries around people. We want to save our children or we want to save our parents or our friends. And so we might overstep boundaries, which then cause us to be in less than ideal relationships where we're giving 80 and that person's giving 20. And while it's slowly eating us up alive, it's also debilitating that person to grow. And we talk about all of this stuff. And then once you understand fundamental things, whether it was trauma from your past, childhood wounds, adverse childhood experiences, addiction reasons, the ability not to forgive somebody for something that has happened, then we use the tools of mind body to support you, whether it's limbic system retraining, forgiveness, doing heart math. So these are meditations to just feel your heart and have your heart calm down, supporting the vagal nerves, supporting your autonomic nervous system. And then we can use the limbic system retraining, which I don't know if everyone needs to necessarily do that activity, but we give you an abundance of activities that we have created for every single part of our mind-body program with its sections, so then to support you so that you finally find the levers that help you. For me, I didn't do limbic system retraining and I turned to my faith. I leaned on scripture and let go of control. There's some of that even in our mind-body program because everyone is not wired the same. Everyone doesn't have the same core wounds. Everyone doesn't have the same struggles. So understanding that we cannot have, this is the way to heal your mind-body. No, that's not going to work for everyone. We've seen enough clients and patients to know that. But we do know there is a toolbox of tools that can help many. And so what we try to guide you with is, here's a plentitude of tools and figure out which ones work for you. And then you create your own win the days, your monthly challenges, your mind-body protocols for yourself. And then even if that's overwhelming, we have a cheat sheet at the end of here's where to just start. Maybe you just start with the gratitude journal, or maybe you just start with today, I'm not going to complain. Whatever the thing is, we want people to get to root cause. And that's why now we have the carnivore, the diet, nourishing the body side and the mind. And then we have the environmental illness side where we're supporting the environment and the lifestyle. And then finally, the mind body, where it's focusing on what are your values? Have you ever envisioned truly healing? There's stuff that I talk about in the mind body program where I say, have you ever thought of future healing and future where you will really be and how much you have healed? Without having a brighter future to look towards, to do the day-to-day mundane, whether it's the carnivore diet, doing a supplement protocol, doing an exercise regimen, if you know that 100 days later, your life will be exactly the same, I guarantee you that your motivation will dwindle on hard days because what do you have to look forward to? But that's why even future planning is so important. Whether it's maybe you consider a future trip or once I heal, I'm going to become a coach and I'm going to serve the people that were sick like me. These are the things that will then drive you on the days that are hard today that will give you that brighter future. That's what it did for me. On days that I wanted to turn to carbs and eat junky foods, I thought, am I a hypocrite? I'm going to eat the carbs when I'm telling my clients that they have to stay strong and eat all meat carnivore. And that was a driving force even for me to stay strong. So if you have future planning and of hopes and dreams, that will carry you through today. And these are the tools and things that we try to teach in this mind-body program. And again, with our clinical therapists leading us and other nutritional therapists on the team, we will provide that support. Not everyone needs mind-body program right away. People need to support the diet, but many people would do better with a mind-body program. There are so many wounds that we have that we don't realize that society has told us to put under the rug. But sometimes it's those things that we need to heal. Because remember, the body keeps the score. Your mind may not remember something that happened bad to you a while ago, but I guarantee you that pain, that wound, that disruption in your cortisol, that nervous system breakdown is affecting your body somewhere. And so I just wonder if maybe you really need mind-body support to get you to the next level of healing. If you believe that carnivore is good for you, but you've never imagined yourself to be thinner or less obese or less chronically ill, then how are you going to get there if you don't even know where you're going? Yes, carnivore is good, but you need to create that trajectory. My goal with carnivore is that I'm no longer sick. My goal with doing SIRS healing is that I no longer have to be fatigued and bedridden. These are things that we need to imagine and have future planning and goals so that then on hard days, you're like, today's hard. I'm going to have grace for myself, but I'm going to keep looking forward because I imagine a day where I will no longer be in pain. For the closing of the mind-body program, I share a story of Viktor Frankl, and I wanted to leave the story with you guys. Viktor Frankl was part of the concentration camps and his wife had died in the concentration camp. He knew very quickly that he had a choice of either I'm going to focus on the bad that I'm living today, or I'm just going to focus on a future plan and a brighter tomorrow so that I can get out of this horrible situation. And so he focused on the goal and what his life would look like when he was outside of the concentration camps. And every day he did activities and actions and goals and habits that reflected as if he was outside of the camp. And what he also then noticed were the people that were focused on the struggles of today, the pain of today, being in these concentration camps of the hardness that was all part of that. They were the ones that then would die earlier or struggle the hardest, or people that were just like, I just want this pain to end, kill me now. Those are the people that didn't make it. And so once he left the concentration camp, he shared his therapy to others and it has helped so many people get over trauma. The key factor in his learnings and healing for himself, for his own self, is that your mindset and belief, your hope in the future is fundamental for your healing and for you to make it another day. The world is hard. The world is meant to be difficult. There's so much against us, but we can make our world different. We can change the things that we focus on, the reticular activating system, we can focus on the positive. Even though I'm sick, I now have an answer. Even though today is hard, tomorrow can be better. I felt better just a few days ago. We have ways that we can view things differently. And that's what Viktor Frankl did. His wife died soon after they got to the concentration camps. And he could have said, I lost my wife. I have no point to live. I'm in this horrible situation. But instead, he looked for a brighter future. And now he has served so many people. What if you get better today and you continue to get better with your forward thinking and your future thinking? And remember, life is not easy. So it's not going to always be rainbows and unicorns. But if you can have more win days and more days that are positive, imagine the people that you can help then and serve your fellow neighbor once you are healed yourself or healing. And that's like the beauty of life, right? It's to give back and find purpose beyond you. And that will ultimately give you greater purpose in serving and loving and living in this world that makes it worth advocating for. So I hope that if you're struggling with any of the things that I brought up, if it resonated with you, to look into our mind-body program. We have put our heart and soul, we have put in so many worksheets and downloadable files and new infographics and so many areas to explore. And while it's not easy, our whole team is there to support you. And I will be joining often to support the team and the cohort. And remember, we will do things to make sure that you feel safe and comfortable. And we are purposely making these groups smaller so that you don't have to feel overwhelmed. And we have ways to also support, again, the less extroverted people with things like the accountability partners. So you are supported. We also have office hours to come and have your questions answered. I don't think our office hours will be recorded. So you can share more and then you don't have to be worried that this will live on video forever. We respect your privacy and we know the work it requires to heal in this area. But I promise you, we've put in so much effort to make this program be a truly mind-body healing to get to root cause healing. I hope you consider it. I'll see you inside if you do. But even if you don't, just know that the mindset is so important and nutrition does so much. Yes, feed the body with proper nutrition for the mind and body to be strong. But then from there, if we have hurts and wounds that we're holding on to, we got to let it go. We have to let it go. Okay, guys, make sure to eat a lot of meat. Take care of your bodies because it is the only place you have to live. I will talk to you later. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening to the Nutrition with Judy podcast. If you liked what you heard today, please make sure to leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app so more listeners like you can find the show. If you want more practitioner care and support, head over to nutritionwithjudy.com/groups so you can get more real talk about carnivore, the environment, and root cause healing. You can also find my content on Nutrition with Judy's YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Make sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter and learn more about in-depth articles with infographics at nutritionwithjudy.com/articles. You can find my 2 books, Carnivore Cure and The Complete Carnivore Diet for Beginners, on carnivorecure.com and amazon.com. At the heart of Nutrition with Judy's practice, our mission lies with a deep, unwavering passion for service and community. We will continue to empower you to have the knowledge and tools to live a life nearly symptom-free, because we firmly believe in healing and wellness for all.